This is a HelpNet Security Podcast, the trusted source for information security knowledge.
Hi, I'm Damien Hugo. I'm the Director of Product Marketing at Easy Solution. Today, I want to talk to you about external threats that organizations are facing in the midst of the digital revolution and what organizations can do today about it. And we will also talk about how Easy Solution has helped more than 350 leading organizations in protecting their brand and their end user from those external threats. We've learned over the last few years that the more companies digitize, the more we see external threats targeting their consumer, their brand, and their employees. I'm talking type of threats are identity fraud, data breach, phishing, malware, you name it. And those attacks over time really diminish the customer's trust and the loyalty, but they can also ultimately affect a company bottom line over time as those attacks get stronger, still are present in the digital world. Today, attacks come across multiple channels, such as mobile, web, social network, and emails as well. And those cyber criminals are using a combination of social engineering techniques, such as email spoofing, phishing, malware, attachment, URLs, and other tricks to have the end user or employees giving out personal or sensitive information. Once the cyber criminal gets that information, they use that information to commit the actual fraud. Most of the time, the purpose of all of this is to really going after the money and commit fraud. So all of that create an environment where there is a need to have a comprehensive protection against those threats. Any company needed to have a proactive and a comprehensive strategy to combat those threats. Attacks today are at an all-time high and are affecting all line of businesses. It used to be affecting more financial institutions, especially phishing, but we've seen over the last few years that a lot of other type of businessing are being affected. Anybody with a consumer-facing channels online are facing those type of threat. Just last year alone, more than 1 million phishing attacks were launched. The attack that is causing the most damage today, you might be aware of it, of its name, it's called Business Email Compromise, also called BEC, which alone, as of the middle of 2016, reported almost 3 billion in loss, according to the FBI. The problem is those attacks are not going to go away. But there's a more fundamental problem, which is the approach to counter them. Too often, leaders in corporate IT, anti-fraud department, and for SEC, the CISO, limits their scope of defense against those attacks with employee trainings, like simulated in a phishing attack within the corporate environment, trying to train employees to spot them, and also standard anti-phishing reactive solution. What I mean by that is waiting for an employee or a consumer to report an attack to actually take care of it and take it down. While those solutions are effective to some degree, they are not effective at actually deterring those attacks. What I mean by that is reducing the volume of attack over time. Most of those organizations with that strategy, they see the volume of attack remains the same, and over time they're just trying to mitigate. They get an anti-phishing vendor and they just know that it's going to be taken care of whenever the customer reports it. We don't believe this strategy is effective today. You know, as our research team has identified, most of the damage from a phishing attack happens in the first few hours. After 24 hours, the attack are not producing much more result for the cyber criminal. Like we talk, the strategy where you're just reacting whenever the customer reports it, it's too little too late at this point. Attack will coming back because they are producing result, and you know, the first few hours has already passed, and you know, most of the victims that the attack could get, the cyber criminal got them. So in order to address this head on, business leader must think about how to proactively defend against those threat with a multi-pronged approach that consists of a creating environment where each threat can be mitigated in almost real time. In that first few hours that we talked about, where most of the victims are being captured by the cyber criminal. And the goal is really to limit and reduce the criminal gain over time. That is where digital threat protection comes in. Our solution at Easy Solution is what's called digital threat protection. And what that solution allows is it allows organizations to take a proactive approach in defending employees and end users against those attacks. So the way it works, I talk about that multi-pronged approach, is the first part is our solution use various techniques and avenues to search for external threat across the internet, social media, emails, mobile app stores. We're looking there, we're getting all the data. There's different ways of getting that data from those multiple sources, you know, feeds, web crawlers, scripts, integrated script within a website, weblogs, and more. Then we take all that data and it's analyzed through a proprietary algorithm to try to identify those attacks as quickly as possible. Sometimes even before an attack is being actually launched, we're able to see that the cyber criminal is setting up an attack by different techniques that we've developed over the years. Once attack has been identified, or like an alert, or threat intelligence team will review it and verify those attacks, and then initiate takedown on the site or the malicious content, contacting the internet service providers, the browser providers to get the content down. At Easy Solution, we have over the years we have created an environment where we have close relationship with all the internet service providers, social networks, a browser provider, email provider, that allow us to take down the content as fast as possible, because we are trusted source for those providers. They know that when we submit something, they can directly take it down because we've known over the years to be a trusted source. So that's a part of detecting and take it down. But another thing that is make our solution so unique is our ability to also disrupt the distribution of the email that contains those phishing attacks, those URLs, those attachments. Often enough, phishing and all those attacks are being distributed through email. So our solution is able to disrupt that part as well. We have a tool that allows organizations to move to a policy. The standard is called DMARC. I don't know if everybody is familiar with it, but once a company implements that policy, that email authentication policy called DMARC, they allow them to move to a position to where they can reject anybody sending email on their behalf that are not being authorized. That's also referred to email spoofing, another term for it. And that's very important to be able to really disrupt the cyber criminal organization when they attack a specific brand or a specific company. And to wrap, we have a cloud portal where our client can see dashboard reports, they can set up alerts, where they can visualize all the data being captured, all the action being being done by our team to disrupt the cyber criminal organization. Because ultimately the goal to really disrupt the cyber criminal, to make him work harder, to get more information, to get more personal information. And as we are able to disrupt more the cyber criminal, often enough we're going to create a reaction which is going to be either to set up more attacks, or eventually over time for that attackers to move away from attacking that brand and maybe going to a different brand that is more vulnerable, which is our ultimate goal, which is what we say deterrence, ability to deter the cyber criminal from attacking a specific brand. And that's what digital threat protection is all about. I hope this was helpful to understand how companies can take a proactive approach in deterring external threats that are targeting their organization. If you want to learn more about digital threat protection, visit easysol.net. And if you have any question about what I talk about today, you can always email me at dhugo@easysol.net. That's dhugoo@easysol.net. Thank you again, and have a good day.
Thank you for listening. For essential information security news, visit us at www.helpnetsecurity.com.